Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Date of incident, 19th October 3305. Reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Distribute 2, His Fluffiness Alvin the Fear and progenitor Leia Wolf. Type of incident, property damage. Type of damage, ship damage. We were excited. The old Hotbox Exploration Group were back together for a whistle-stop tour of 7 of the brightest stars visible from old Earth. Everyone assembled at Alvin Station, and we were all in time for once. We all had on the finest beachwear available from the O'Connor City gift shop, and the Commander Shoreside Customs had a blob of sun cream on his nose, so we were all set to catch some rays. After the obligatory selfies, we set off and headed to the first couple of stars. Once we got space legs under us, we headed out to Betelgeuse. There was some confusion, but eventually we all managed to get more or less in the same place on the surface of Betelgeuse 2 and started roaming around in our SRVs. We established that Remlock and a pair of floral shorts wasn't enough protection from the radiation of a red supergiant, and we decided to work on our tans from inside the SRVs instead. There was one aborted attempt at climbing a mountain which we discovered was both further away and much bigger than we thought, so we settled down and just basked in the rays instead. We made it more or less unscathed to our final destination at Procyon, landed on one of the nearby planets for a look around and a last chance to see the sun before the night started drawing in. Then Topham went Tonto. We think he'd been out too long in the suns and had baked his brain pan. Well, that's what the doctor said. While everyone else chatted and caught up, he secretly launched a Guardian fighter and set about attacking his colleagues with sharp cannons. As it turns out, Guardian fighters don't last long when 4 SRVs are gunning for them. So, you know, not content with the mayhem he'd already caused, Dan then set about shooting your ships up with his SRV. The situation demanded decisiveness and quick thinking, so we were pretty much buggered out on that front. But by some miracle, everyone managed to dismiss their ships before they blew up. I acted as a distraction by machine gunning a giant later M into the arse end of Dan's Beluga. All for the sake of the team, you know. We made our hasty exits before the authorities turned up, in accordance with Hotbox Standing Operating Procedure. Guideline 1A, don't get caught, and Guideline 1B, if in doubt, run away. Guideline 1C, if it smells funny, don't poke it, was not relevant to this situation. I can only apologise, and I would say that this will happen again, but, well, you know. Anyway, happy slap your annoying co-worker day. Ooh, that's handy. Daniel Tiberius Topham, get back here this instant!